Harper Audio presents Ted Hughes, The Unauthorized Life by Jonathan Bate. Read by Mike Grady. As an imaginative writer, my only capital is my own life. Ted Hughes, 1992. When you sit with your pen, every year of your life is right there, wired into the communication between your brain and your writing hand. Maybe all poetry, insofar as it moves us and connects with us, is a revealing of something that the writer doesn't actually want to say, but desperately needs to communicate, to be delivered of. Perhaps it's the need to keep it hidden that makes it poetic, makes it poetry. The writer daren't actually put it into words, so it leaks out obliquely, smuggled through analogies. We're actually saying something we desperately need to share. The real mystery is this strange need. Why can't we just hide it and shut up? Why do we have to blab? Why do human beings need to confess? Maybe if you don't have that secret confession, you don't have a poem. Don't even have a story. Ted Hughes, interviewed for the Paris Review, Spring, 1995. Prologue. The Deposition. Question. Would you state your full name for the record? Answer. Edward James Hughes. What is your residence address?
Court Green, North Taunton 11, England.
Have you a business address?
That's it, I work from home.
And what is your occupation?